Good morning. Welcome to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin. And this week, my guest is Tracy Erfling. She is a naturopathic physician with an office in Astoria. And we are going to talk about some clinical pearls, some wisdom for your health care. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Ann.
Okay. So let's start. Let's talk about inflammation.
Yeah, I think that inflammation is just an overwhelming source of health problems. And it's kind of where everything starts, whether you're talking about, you know, an injury or a chronic condition or, you know, an imbalance in the way that the body's functioning. Often inflammation is at the source.
Absolutely. I think we could pretty well name anything from cancer, mm-hmm. heart disease, joint problems, autoimmune problems. Inflammation is pretty much at the base of them all.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's sort of where conventional medicine has a little trouble sort of pinpointing that in those initial stages. But I think with, you know, alternative and preventative and complementary medicine that we practice, we can really identify that, wow, there's a weakness here. Let's work on some inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's inflammation comes from outside and from inside.
Correct.
And so we should talk about that.
So the sources of inflammation, you know, in a lot of people, we just have some systems in the body that are weak. And so, you know, for some people that might be heart, for some people that might be joint, just like what you were pointing out. And so we need to identify whether there's nutrients that are lacking that can be useful in certain areas of the body. Like, for instance, in the heart, when we're thinking about nutrients that are really necessary, we're thinking about minerals that help the heart have greater contractility. And so when we can identify those weaknesses, then we can help boost the system so that it doesn't fall short and doesn't fall victim to that inflammatory cycle. Mm-hmm. But another thing we were talking about before the show is that there's definitely things that we choose to put into our world that can create more inflammation than not. So I think all of us could probably list off about 10 things, but, you know, certainly dietary food choices when we're choosing poor fats, when we're choosing excessively processed carbohydrates, when we're choosing to, you know, refrain from drinking enough water or eating fruits and vegetables. I mean, these are kind of those stupidly simple things that I, you know, feel like I have to beat people over the head with, but it's just the basics.
Right. Right. I mean, I have, you know, people ask me frequently, okay, so what are the foods I should eat or not eat? I say, okay, eat fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, some nuts anyway, fish, and maybe a little bit of meat and dairy, and kind of leave the rest.
I think food is such a difficult issue because we don't really, in America, in the United States, we don't really have like a traditional diet to look back to and say, well, that's the way that, you know, we used to eat. We don't really have that. So it is one of the countries in the world where we really have to seek a lot of advice about what to eat because we're so advertised to and things are so processed and packaged. It's like, you know, no wonder it's such a difficult decision to make.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and one of the things is inflammatory foods generally come in a package.
That's for sure.
And yeah. I mean, you know, if it has a health claim, you probably could leave that, and right? You don't need to have a health claim on celery.
Right. And I think, you know, everybody's kind of heard that the little ditto about, you know, shopping the periphery of the store. And that's, I think, definitely where the core of your products should come from.
Absolutely.
Yes, you might dive in there for some canned beans or, you know, maybe some noodles or something like that to, you know, add to a meal. But it should be primarily from the periphery of your store.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of some nutrients that are really helpful with inflammation, antioxidants. So
essential fatty acids.
Right, including fish oil,
mm-hmm.
Coconut oil,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the notion that vegetable oils are good has really been disproved.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of olive oil,
mm-hmm.
well, and coconut oil, but the
canola
and soy oil.
I think if you think about things that are just naturally oily, then you think, oh, well, that's probably a great source of oil to cook with, you know? So if you think about squeezing an olive, you know, it's going to exude oil. Or if you were to press a fish, it would, you know, exude oil. Same thing with coconut. So those are the things I try to keep in mind when advising people about essential fatty acids. Is it naturally oily? You know, a vegetable, even corn, it takes a lot of work to...
Right. And those oils are all inflammatory. Corn, mm-hmm. soy, canola, they definitely produce health problems. You'd be much better off to have butter than
Correct.
Those. And people are usually really delighted to hear that because
Yay,
they've
butter.
Been told for, you know, we vilify foods and, mm-hmm. you know, eggs and butters
sure.
are these, you know, mm-hmm. these bugaboos. And when we tell people, it's fine.
They have wonderful them. Essential fatty acids in them. Your body, I always like to tell people that there's an entire enzyme in your colon that's designed to break down butter into butyric acid, which is an incredibly healing and necessary nutrient for your colon.
And that should make, I know, I gave a talk at the pool last month, and when I said that, this guy in the back row totally lit up. I made his day that butter was okay. Now, of course, I said, you know, half a stick at a meal is
right.
not it.
But. And I, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, the sources of where these foods come from, because with animal products like that, you're getting a concentration of nutrients. Basically, that animal is consuming stuff all day long. Preferably, mm-hmm. they're consuming grasses and some bugs and, you know, some things that are kind of naturally existing in nature
right.
and not super lots of grains. But then all those nutrients get very concentrated into the product. Well, that's the same truth as, you know, hormones and antibiotics and all the other things that animals are getting. So when you're getting a very concentrated product like that, like butter or eggs, you know, that it's one of the areas I'm kind of promoting people to do organically, because mm-hmm. I think there's a little more thought that goes into the way that the animal is treated and cared for and fed.
You'll get less of a
product.
Chemical load.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. So that clinical
sounds,
pearl. There you go.
There we go. Okay. Now we, okay. Well, I see Stephanie at the door.
Oh.
Come on in. Stephanie is our volunteer for the day. Thank you.
We are doing Pledge Drive, so I'll just start in with my first pledge to all of you listening. Anne and I really enjoy bringing you this information, and I know you enjoy hearing it. And so we would love for you to call and give a pledge. You can come to the station and pay. You can charge it to your credit card. There's many ways for you to donate. And you can call us at 503-325-0010, or if you're outside of the local listening area, 1-800-518-0010. Please call.
You know, if you're a fan of digging the dirt or to your health, this is the time to let us know. Call and support us. We only do this twice a year, and it's really important. We don't do it for bonuses and parties for us. It actually pays the electricity, the fees.
We don't use it to buy our organic butter.
No, no. No, in fact, for Pledge Drive, people, volunteers bring and make food, including restaurants and people, you know, who love KMUN, feed us so that we can keep going, and especially the staff who are here huge long hours during Pledge Drive. And
everybody's contributing, and we really would like you to be
right.
part of that group.
You know, and people call all the time and you know, thank us, say we had a great program and they enjoy it, and, you know, how can I get a copy of that? And Pledge Drive is where we really, really get the feedback of mm-hmm. what people like. And we have a $300 goal for the program that was set for us. And so we need to raise that in the next 20 minutes. So if you give us a call at 325-0010 or
1-800-518-0010.
And we also have a challenge grant of $100 by Beach House Vacation Rentals. And a challenge grant works like this. When you call and give us $100, then they match it. If you don't call, they don't have to do it.
Right.
And we don't want them to get off the hook. Now, just in case you need any kind of inducement at all, we have books of presents for you, thank yous at any level. And I have Diane Stockhouse's Farm Fresh Produce Recipes from Stockhouse's Farm.
Mm-hmm.
The, Rob and Diane Stockhouse were here last week talking about the Food Network Summit that they're involved with, and the CSA that they put on, and all the gardening and the farms happening on Puget Island. And this is a lovely cookbook full of illustrations and great recipes of how to cook with what comes out of the garden. If for a $50 or more pledge, you can take that book home, and also
Anne's favorite,
my favorite book, Spark, Dr. Rady, John Rady's book on the revolutionary new science of exercise in the brain. For a $50 or more pledge, you can take home a copy of Spark,
and you're gonna be. I heard you're gonna be interviewing the author of this book.
I am
up.
Dr. Rady, and I have been communicating by email, and I'm going to interview him on April 27th. He's a Harvard professor of psychiatry, and this is his actually fourth book, and he's done a lot of publishing of research. Mm-hmm. He's an amazingly bright guy, and this book is a wonderful book. If you don't exercise every day or at all, and you need a kick in the pants, this book will give you a kick in the pants.
That's great.
It's very inspiring. It's not preachy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, every chapter has a different topic. And so you can pick the topic you want. If you want to know about the aging brain, you want to know what exercise does for hormones, if you want to know what it does for anxiety, mm-hmm. or depression or ADHD or whatever, anything.
I think we have lost sight of the fact that exercise, you know, we think about exercise, I think, more in kind of a very structured way. But just movement in general, I'm going to maybe classify it more as, is such an important part of what these bodies were designed to do. And so when we deny the body that, it's going to be yet another one of those triggers that's going to set us up for those inflammatory states.
Because
you're not fulfilling sort of the destiny of what the muscles and cardiovascular system
and
so
you know,
forth is meant to
the
do.
The first thing that people do when they have a pain is they stop using the painful area.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, unless it's broken, mm-hmm. you know, or you have a ripped off muscle or a shredded tendon that's not attached, anything short of that, moving it will help it get better.
Right. And, I think one of the things we were also talking about earlier that pertains to is the fact that blood flow is so incredibly important for the body. I mean, if you think about, you know, all the great things possibly, hopefully, that you're putting into your body, if your blood flow is not accessing an area that's inflamed, or, you know, an area of weakness, then you're not getting the nutrients there. And so, you know, not only exercise, but we're going to talk a little bit about some hydrotherapy techniques that can help with mm-hmm. blood flow, because it is really, you know, it's the way, the source of how things get to the body.
That's right. So we need, I just saw the light up saying that the phone was ringing.
That's very exciting.
Oh, let's see. We have a thank you. Hannah Laurie from Ocean Park, thank you for your membership.
Excellent.
And okay, so you who have never been a member, we know that it takes some coaxing. And since this is a short drive, it only goes, I think, until Friday. Mm-hmm. This would be a great time to do it. Take that step. If you're driving, just pull over. Stephanie will take your pledge on the phone. It just takes a moment, but you've got to make the call. Yes, you have to make the call. And if it's time for renewal, this would be a great time to do it.
We have an extra, what's the extra $10 thing you were telling me about,
Anne? Oh, right. Okay, we have a special matching grant. So when you call to make your pledge, if you just add $10 to it to designate for this grant, we're working on getting a grant to upgrade the power for KCPB from 25 watts to 400 watts. We'll extend the range of our Warrington signal, which is national programming and classical music, mm-hmm. and then some jazz at night. And it'll extend it past Seaside and way up beyond the Long Beach Peninsula, so it'll really extend the range. But we have to raise $10,000 for that by June 23rd to get the Wichita Falls Community Foundation match. And so if you add a little bit to your
So, you know,
pledge,
if you call with your $20 student or senior level or your $60 family member, you know, if you bump that up to $30 or $70, you're contributing towards that goal.
Right. And you know, it's so easy. For instance, if you want to contribute $120, mm-hmm. but you don't want to write a check today, or you don't want to have it come out of your credit card today, you can sign up to have $10 a month.
Yeah.
And
so
it can
easy.
Be pretty painless to have $10 a month. I think the minimum is $5 a month to have taken out of automatically, but obviously it makes it so easy if you can do. And then you forget about it. You don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And it goes on. That's how I pay my
That's
membership.
That's how we pay ours, too.
It just is so easy, but you've got to make the call and get it started. So give us a call at 325-0010.
Or 1-800-518-0010. We also take pledges online, and that's at www.coastcommunityradio.org. So feel free to use that method as well.
Well, Kathleen just came in from the road.
Took a book away.
And
so.
she took Spark away, which means somebody wants to read Spark. Which, thank you. I'm so happy. The more people who read that book, the better. I'd really like to have people that make decisions about schools read that book. The first chapter is about a school district that changed they did change their health. They lowered their obesity rates and their missed school dates, but they changed their academic performance from a low performing school to some of the highest in the world before China, before India.
Wow.
And so
that's impressive.
So people that are involved with making decisions about what we do at school should really read Spark as well. All right. So should we talk about hydrotherapy?
Yeah, let's talk about hydrotherapy. Okay. What a great technique. It's really free. You know, it takes some time and some effort, maybe some supplies as far as, you know, buckets or washcloths, but those are all things people usually have around their house.
Or a bathtub.
Or a bathtub, yeah. Bathtub works great. Mm-hmm. And so basically the idea of hydrotherapy is the use of hot and cold water in order to change and accelerate blood flow. So I think everybody knows that when you put a hand or a foot in cold water, it's going to drive blood out away from the cold. And then when you put your body part in hot water, it's going to bring all that blood to the surface. And so one of my favorite ways to deal with an inflammatory condition, let's say someone that comes in with like wrist pain or something, some sort of chronic, you know, hand pain or something of that nature, they are encouraged to do some alternating hot cold to kind of create a flush, basically to kind of, you know, reinvigorate that blood flow on a, you know, kind of on a quicker level by doing alternation. So you do like 3 minutes of hot and 30 seconds of cold. You go back and forth 3 times, ending with cold.
Now, notice that word chronic here. Mm-hmm. If you have a new problem with inflammation, like you fell on your wrist and like you sprained your wrist, that's not the protocol.
Yeah.
You only put ice. And frequently people will do the wrong thing, especially if it's spinal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll end up much stiffer and in much worse shape.
Yeah. So ice is a great initial state for injury. And then as things sort of go after that initial stage of the, you know, the immediate swelling and pain, then to really, you know, promote blood flow to continue, that's when an alternating thing could come in useful.
That's right. Well, we want to thank Patricia in Long Beach for her renewal.
Thank you, Patricia.
And Judy in Astoria and Hannah Lori in Ocean Park. Thank you all so much. So somebody wanted the cookbook and somebody wanted Spark. And we do have a bunch of more services.
Yeah, I believe that I actually have a sort of half hour nutritional sort of consultation where people can bring in their supplements and we can sort of, you know, kind of scan through the health concerns and weigh those against the supplements that you're taking and decide whether that's going to be, you know, whether those things are adequate or whether we can consolidate things or if we need to add things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think there's another one too.
I didn't look at the list, so you get to...
I didn't either. I mean, I went through the whole thing. But pretty much any kind of health services you want. There's acupuncture, chiropractic,
massage.
Naturopathic. I don't think there's any massages in this pack.
Sorry.
Auriculotherapy. Oh, and we also have some sleep center evaluations. If you want to find out if you have a problem with sleep apnea, we have that.
And most of those are kind of at the either family or above. So the $60 or above level. And so please call in with those, you know, higher donations and you can get yourself a really nice healthcare treat.
Absolutely. So give us a call at 325-0010.
Or 1-800-518-0010.
And let's keep it going. We've got to get this $300 goal and match our grant. And I guess... I don't know that if we've met our challenge grant. So let's assume that we haven't. So call us and we will get the beach house vacation rentals $100 challenge grant. Yeah, that sounds like a great place. We went to their website, and it's you. If you have a home and you want them to manage it, they'll manage renting it out for you. Or if you want to rent a home, you can contact them and do that. All right. So, shall we talk more about hydrotherapy? Or we want to move on.
So other, you know, another easy thing to, for some people or some areas of the body doing that alternating hot and cold, you know, like the low back is a little, you know, you can do it with your shower head. If you have a removable shower head, you can do, you know, blast with hot and then either use, you know, turn it down to cold or have like a washcloth sitting in a little ice water basin that you can kind of slap on your back. But another really effective way to do that is that's, you know, if you're a little less able to kind of get up and around is just a warming compress. So basically what you're going to do is take a washcloth or some form of material that you can place over the part of the body that's affected and start that off with cold and wring it out so it's not, you know, you're not putting a sloppy wet thing on, but just a damp, cold something. And let's say you have a knee injury, so you're going to put it over your knee and then just allow it to kind of naturally warm on its own. So initially it's going to drive blood out away from the knee, and then as your body warms it up, it will enhance and bring more fresh new blood flow there. So that can be a really nice therapy. And that's a really good one actually for like digestive issues, abdominal issues, you know, so if you're having, you know, stomach pains or, you know, some sort of chronic anything going on, there's lots of different organs in the abdomen. That's a really nice way to bring some blood flow into the abdominal region too.
With a cold?
Yeah, you start with cold and then you wrap yourself all up. So then you, you know, put the compress on, maybe put an extra towel over so it doesn't get other stuff wet. And then you just wrap up all warm and cuddly and cozy and just allow your body to really warm that up.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's a nice therapy.
That sounds really good. So every month you write an article that's in HipFish, and you just wrote an article about first aid.
I did.
And that might seem like, well, everybody knows about first aid, but there's some really easy, simple things that people could just, if you just think about it, then it's easier because when you need first aid is when there's a crisis going on.
Right.
And you don't want to have to figure everything out in a crisis. You just want to know what to do and do
it. Right. So I kind of covered some of the basic areas that are sort of emergency or first aidy kind of situations. And a lot of these things, you know, people can handle on their own. Now, certainly if you feel uncomfortable at any level of what you're dealing with, well, then that's why we have emergency rooms and urgent care centers. But, you know, a lot of things we can deal with on our own. So like a cut, it would be a you know, good first example. And what, obviously we need to stop bleeding. That's one of the first things we need to do. So one of my favorite, just like in the kitchen, bleed stoppers is black tea. So, you know, if you have some Earl Grey tea or some, you know, English breakfast tea, some sort of black tea, you get the tea bag wet, you know, preferably in some warmer water to kind of activate it. And then you can just put that tea bag right on the cut. And it's really wonderful at helping to stop bleeding.
That's great.
So, of course, you're going to apply pressure and you're going to have all those type of bandaging that you can utilize after you've stopped the immediate crisis of the bleeding. But, you know, it's a great tool to have. It's just right there in your kitchen.
And most people have it already.
Exactly. So I
like
that.
And I guess
one.
If it was loose tea, then you'd need to put it in something.
Put in some cheesecloth or I'm sure, you know, some pretty hefty paper towels these days. So I'm sure that would work too. So then another thing that area that I covered was sort of digestive health. You know, a lot of times we have issues with diarrhea would be another one that can come up as far as sort of an first aidy situation. And, you know,
right. Bad food. Something.
And, you know, usually that passes after a short period of time. And most of the time we can handle that on our own. One of my favorite, again, in the kitchen therapies for diarrhea is rice water. The starches in rice are very binding. And so what you can do is take rice. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, what kind of rice it is. Mm-hmm. And basically put more water than you're supposed to. Bring it to a boil. And then you're going to actually toss out the rice, which is not going to be fully cooked yet. And you're going to keep the water and drink the water. And you're going to wait till it cools down enough. And you could add, you know, some sort of flavoring to it if you need to. Mm-hmm. But I've used it with, you know, kids, adults, dogs, and it works like a champ.
How long does it take?
It usually is effective within like 6 hours, I would say. It's really quick.
Great. Okay. So, in case you have just tuned in, you are listening to to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin, and I'm with Dr. Tracy Erfling. She's a naturopathic physician in Astoria. And we've been talking about different kinds of clinical pearls to help us manage our health easier. Mm-hmm. And it is also Pledge Drive, and we need you to give us a call and support programming. We're highly paid volunteers, and they're going to double us from zero to two zeros, you know. And we can only be here if the station's here. Otherwise, we wouldn't. I want to thank Terry and Seaside for a renewal.
Perfect. Thanks,
and,
Terry.
Yes, thank you. And keep it coming. We need a lot more. We only have a couple more days of the drive.
Anne does such a fantastic job of bringing in people from our local community and, you know, teaching us all about either gardening or health. And I certainly really enjoy coming. I know that my patients and people in the community always mention that they've heard me on the radio. And so it's, you know, it's contributions from people like you that keep this type of thing going. And so we really encourage you to kind of take your medicine. Give us our medicine.
That's right. Well, you know,
by pledging.
Yes, absolutely. And you can call us at 325-0010.
Or 1-800-518-0010.
And it'll just take a moment, and Stephanie is there waiting to answer the phone. I see the folk people are here. Carol is here, and Bob is here. Murph is here. Kathleen is here. Lots of people are here to talk to. You can pick the person that you want to talk to when you call. And it'll just take a moment.
And as Anne mentioned, there's lots of wonderful gifts and incentives for you to pledge. So make sure that you're asking about that when you call.
Absolutely. And we only have 4 more minutes here. And we really need you to call and put us over the top. I don't have a status report, but I don't think we're over the top. So please give us a call. If you have never been a member of KMUN, this is a perfect time. We can thank you on the air. We cannot thank you on the air. I'll call you personally if you would like that. If you say you want to have a conversation with me, go right ahead. Oh, and I guess another thing, if you want to have me come to your yard and talk to you about your garden, I'd be happy to do that. And I can probably schlep along a couple of other master gardeners. I'm mentoring a gardener in the new master gardener class, and we have a whole class. The class has more than 20 people in it, maybe has 40 people in it. There are lots of master gardeners who would be happy to come and talk to you about your yard. I'm Ann Goldin and Tracy Erfling.